It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by NapervilleAlarm.com. NapervilleAlarm.com is pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, serving Naperville families and businesses for over 13 years, providing security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. Let NapervilleAlarm.com customize a security system to suit your needs. System takeovers welcome with monitoring starting at $19 per month. The Dolly McCarthy Show listeners will receive 20% off installation. Visit NapervilleAlarm.com/Dolly Promo to receive your discount. You can give them a call, too, at 630-885-7055. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by the Naperville Park District. They provide recreation and park experiences that enrich the quality of life for the Naperville community and beyond. Call them at 630-848-5000 to grab that summer program book if you haven't gotten one, or you can go on their website at www.naperparks.org. Donate today to the We've Got Your Back campaign and feel good knowing you are helping fill backpacks for over 4,000 local students who are unable to afford them, and feel good knowing 100% of the proceeds raised will go to this worthy cause. This event is sponsored by the DuPage Credit Union in partnership with DuPage Regional Office of Education. This institution is not federally insured. To learn more or to make a donation, stop by DuPage Credit Union's branch office or visit dupagecu.com/community. That's dupagecu/community. First Command Financial Services, reducing debt, building savings, protecting your future, pursuing your goals. These things are important to most of us, and they're important to the hundreds of thousands First Command has served since 1958. FirstCommand.com. DuPage Credit Union, for more than 50 years, DuPage Credit Union has been committed to member success. They look forward to serving your financial interests. DuPageCU.com. And by Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and now in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Sign up for a lesson or two. Check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com or give them a call at 630-355-6240 and tell them Dolly sent you. And, of course, that's where I take my dance lessons. Say hello to James over there. Hey, James. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. NaperSettlement.org. Check it out, moms. This summer they've got this water play area for the kiddies. You don't want to miss it. Another great and affordable way to entertain your kids this summer. I'm starting to make my list, and that's at NaperSettlement.org. Divine Beauty Luxe Spa, spray tanning, and now offering light therapy. They are the sunless tanning professionals with answers to all of your sunless questions. Check them out at DivineBeautyLuxeSpa.com. They're just off of Route 59 on Macomb Drive. Innovative Orthodontic Centers, enhancing smiles for life. Give them a call for a free consultation at 630-848-6960 or check out their website at orthocenters.org.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on Internet Radio and now on 89.9 FM in Chicago. We're on Blog Talk Radio. Log on, click on the link, and you can listen to the show or any of my shows anytime, anywhere. Also on Slam Internet Radio as well. And soon, coming your way, WCKG. We're looking forward to hooking up with WCKG and all of those listeners there. For now, thanks to everybody for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show and supporting the show. We really appreciate it. We air every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10:30 on Blog Talk. And your drive time, coming home Friday afternoon from work on 89.9 FM. So hello to everybody there. Sorry, we're a day late for you, but we're catching up. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning into the good show where every week I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests. We got some good guests this week, some amazing guests. Hold on. John Party is in the house. John Party, one of my favorite country singers of all time. He's calling in from Nashville to talk to us. And we've got also some great guests coming on. Tina Lilly from Mother Garen, my old alma mater, which is now Garen Prep. Dan LePode from First Command Financial. He's going to be educating us on how to handle our money. And Wes Graff from the Chicago Marriott Naperville will be on to talk about one of my favorite places to stay in Naperville. Of course, you know, I live here, but it's my home away from home. So we'll be talking about that. And then finally, last but not least, Michelle and Gus will give us some good inspiration. The number to call in is 347-945-7215. Well, if you live outside of Chicago today, too bad for you because it's a gorgeous day. It's a gorgeous day in Chicagoland. But, oh, geez, what just happened? I looked out the window and the sun is gone now. Oh, my goodness. Well, it was a beautiful morning, and it's going to stay this way, right? The sun's going to come back out. When I saw the sun, I quickly made plans to go golfing with some of the sponsors of this show. Don't be jealous, you know. We'll get you on. We'll plan a golf outing one of these days, the Dolly McCarthy Show, and you can have an opportunity to come on with us. But I've been working my butt off for weeks, so it's so nice that today I'm going to take a break and go golfing just for a little while in between work. It's good to do that. So make sure you take time and enjoy the day. And if you can't go golfing, just get out, maybe have lunch outside, do something. You know, Mother's Day is around the corner. Just want to remind you, Mother's Day is Sunday. So don't forget Mom. The Marriott in Naperville is having a fabulous brunch. We'll talk about that more in a little bit. But I just want to remind you all, Mother's Day, it's kind of a bittersweet day for me because it's going to be the last Mother's Day that my oldest, Jimmy, will be home. I know next year he's going to be off at college, and he's probably going to be preparing for finals at that time, so I won't see him. So this will be the first Mother's Day, or the last Mother's Day I'm with him. And so it's kind of, the last couple of days I've been thinking about it and how quickly he's grown up. You know, Mom, you know where I'm coming from. He's trying to decide between NIU, it was officially going to be NIU. Now he's throwing Wyoming in there. So he's trying to decide between NIU and Wyoming, and he's leaning towards Wyoming, which is freaking me out. It's a mom's nightmare when your son goes away, or your kids go away to school. It's just kind of a nightmare. You have to get over this. You got to wake up and realize it's going to be good, but I'm not there yet. I'm still in the nightmare stage where I'm freaking out that he is going to be away. And there's a possibility that he'll never really come back and live in Naperville or the Chicagoland area ever again. I guess I'm going overboard here, but it's just, you know, things I have to think about and prepare myself for as a mom. And as I'm doing that, I'm just, oh my goodness, the flashes of his life. God, I'm trying not to choke up here. Getting all choked up. But, you know, you think about how quickly your kids grow up and all the things you did with them. And luckily I have four more behind him. So I'm not quite an empty nester, but gosh, you know, he started baseball this week. So I dropped him off at baseball and he's just so thrilled and happy. And I just remember all the thousands of pitches I threw at that kid, running the bases with him, catching all his balls, running out in the street and grabbing his balls. Gosh, kicking those training wheels off, running alongside him with the bike, all the his obsession with trains and now cars, race cars. I remember when he was a kid lining up all the cars in a row all along the kitchen, and I'd have to work around his cars. You know, it's just, as a mom, you just take so much pride and love and just the memories. It's just, I'm just such a lucky, lucky gal to have, oh my goodness, Beth, I'm choking up. I'm just so lucky to have been his mom. Still am. Oh my goodness. Getting all choked up. But I just wanted to, the whole reason why I brought this up was to remind everybody that it's Mother's Day and how much, as a mom, I just enjoyed being a mom. Still am. And, boy, oh boy, I didn't realize how choked up I would get. But it's just been an honor to be his mother. And so, kids, if you're listening, take care of mom this Sunday, but just know how much work she's put into it and how much, even though it's been work, it's been a joy to be a mom. And I know all you moms out there will agree with me. It's a lot of work, but, man, it's the best job in the world. It really is. So happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there early. And I'm so very proud to be Jimmy's mom, Shelley's mom, Caitlin, Rachel, and Molly. I think I got Rachel out of order there. Jimmy, Shelley, Rachel, Caitlin, and Molly. Molly Madness. Everybody have a great Mother's Day. Okay, we're going to move on because Dolly's not going to cry anymore. Oh, my goodness. Just pray for me. Pray for me that he goes to NIU because I love, you know me. Love my alma mater, NIU. But you got to let go sometimes. You can't always get what you want. Hoping, though, keeping my fingers crossed that he changes his mind and really goes to NIU. But if it's Wyoming, it's Wyoming. You know, we just got to, I guess we got to let it go. Can't hold on that tightly anymore. And he's going to be 18 in June. Holy cow. Okay, I'm starting to date myself, and I can't believe what's going on. The phone lines are blowing up here. And, boy, I know you guys got things to say about that. But I got to quickly take this first caller in here. Beth, where am I here? Top number. Is it Wes? Hang on, everybody. Hang on to those phone calls. I'm going to be picking up some phone calls. I want to get your take on Mother's Day and kids and what a joy it is. But, you know what? This Mother's Day, I'm taking my kids. We're heading over to the Chicago Marriott Naperville for this amazing brunch that's going to go on over there. I love this hotel. They've remodeled it, rehabbed it, or made renovations, whatever you want to call it. It's just a gorgeous place, a really, really beautiful hotel to stay at, too. I've gone for those staycations. My kids and I have gone there plenty of times and enjoyed it so much. But here's the director of sales and marketing from the Chicago Marriott Naperville, Wes Graff. Hey, Wes, how are you?
Yes, ma'am. How are you? Happy Mother's Day in advance.
Oh, thank you. Did you hear me, like, bawling my eyes out on it?
I did. And my goal is we're going to try to get you to cry again. We hope Jimmy stays at NIU, though. So just for your sake, we hope he stays there.
Oh, you're going to make me cry again.
I did not go to NIU. I'm actually a transplant to the Chicagoland area, but NIU is a wonderful facility, and we actually do a lot of business with them also.
Oh, good. Oh, great. Okay, so let's talk. Okay, we got the Mother's Day brunch coming up. And there's how many? Yep. Are there a couple seatings still? Are there any openings still for this brunch?
Got the Mother's Day brunch, a fantastic culinary delight and tribute to our culinarians inside of the hotel. But we do have limited seating still available. We have some seatings at 10:30, 12:30, and 2:30 still available. And people can make reservations by calling the hotel direct, and we'll very quickly and easily take their reservations at those times.
Okay, awesome. Well, we're looking forward to that, me and the kids. They're treating. Ha, ha, ha. They're treating me. So the other thing is, you know, I didn't know this about your hotel. I just found out about the fact that there are honeybees on the roof of the hotel. Is that true?
We actually have 5 beehive colonies on the roof of the hotel. And interestingly enough, we've had them since the hotel opened after the reinvention in 2012. And each of the colonies are named after a team member's child that we have on the roof. It's all local. They actually harvest upwards of 1,000 pounds of honey each year, and our culinary and pastry teams actually utilize the honey and present the honey in practical and delicious ways for our guests to enjoy on the menu and pastries, wedding cakes, et cetera. And actually, a lot of the items that are on the Mother's Day brunch will be featuring our local honey also.
Oh, my God, that's so cool. I had no idea. Now, could guests go up there and peek at the honeys or no?
We actually have some of the guest rooms that that overlook the beehive, so we can easily show them off. Additionally, we use, you know, the honey in pretty intrinsic ways. You know, we do a red wine that we make ourselves here at the hotel. We actually do a honey ginger ale that we use the honey in also, and we also do a cherry root beer to kind of pay tributes to the Marriott homage of how the organization started as well.
Well, and how's that? How did it start?
Marriott organization actually started with a root beer stand, you know, way back in the day. So as you know, many, many years go by and lots of levels of success later, we paid homage to the Marriott tradition by making our own cherry root beer here at the hotel that's done by the culinary team.
Okay, that is so cool. I love that. I have to try the root beer now. I've never had the root beer there.
Well, we'll definitely try it this weekend. You know, we'll have that on tap. Additionally, as you probably know, we miss you. You haven't been in the hotel enough, but we have a full-service Starbucks here at the hotel also, and right now we're running a special through our Starbucks, which is very easy for customers to get to because you can park right out front. But we're doing a happy hour through May 10th, and it's half off of any of our Frappuccinos that we have at Starbucks as well.
Oh, fantastic. That's what I love about – that's one of the things I love about this particular Marriott here in Naperville, just off of 88, is that there's a Starbucks in there. So, like I said, Wes, I go there for those vacations with the kids. They love it, and especially that Starbucks. Can we go to Starbucks? I don't even have to drive them. We go down to the Starbucks. There's treats. There's those cake pops there. And in the morning, I get up early. I'm an early bird. Leave the kids sleeping, and I go down and get my Starbucks. It's really nice. If you live in Naperville and you want a staycation, this is the place to go. The pool is fantastic. You got that jacuzzi there too. It's really a nice place. Love that outdoor patio you have now too. I've been to we had the Dolly McCarthy show. We had an event there last summer where we were out in the outdoor patio. We had cocktail hour and appetizers, and I can imagine how cool that would be for weddings, like summer weddings too.
Well, you know, what's interesting is along with the Starbucks, the patio, the great room, you know, that features our artisan table restaurant, our lounge that's open most of the day, we're actually one of the top-ranking Marriott facilities in the United States from a customer satisfaction perception, and we attribute that to a wonderful staff. We've had very, very low turnover since the reinvention of the hotel, and I think that just overall we just have a really outstanding organizational culture where all of our team members share one dream. And we support each other tremendously. But we also host a tremendous amount of larger events, such as the weddings that you mentioned, a lot of large gala events, such as, I mean, just recently we hosted the DuPage Children's Museum and Hesed House, just to name a few. And these are, you know, these are opportunities, you know, upwards of 400 or 500 people per opportunity. And we also do a lot of weddings here at the hotel also. So one of the things that I just wanted to touch base on is that we're still accepting events and groups, you know, through the month of June and August, so we still have dates available, and we have a dedicated sales and event team ready to partner with anybody that has any events that we can host in our outstanding facility.
Awesome. Well, Wes, thanks so much for coming on the show and talking about one of my favorite places to stay in Naperville. Well, it is the only place I stay other than my own house in Naperville. I just say. That's always funny. One of my favorite places, other than once in a while, heading out to the Marriott in Chicago. This is a great place. It's a great property. And hats off for all you do. I can't wait to taste the honey and the root beer this weekend.
Well, we're ready. You know, Marriott has over 4,000 hotels worldwide, and we were voted Hotel Opening of the Year in 2012. And we attribute that to a lot of the things that you just mentioned that you'll be trying out this weekend. So just know that we miss you. We look forward to seeing you this weekend, and anybody else, we'll welcome with open arms.
Fantastic. Okay, Wes, happy Mother's Day, everybody. Check it out. Check out that brunch. You still can make some reservations by calling the Naperville or Chicago Marriott Naperville. Why do I get those two mixed up? I don't know why. It just happens. Chicago Marriott Naperville.
Well, happy Mother's Day to everyone.
Brunch. Oh, thanks, Wes. You can give them a call at 630-505-4900. That's 630-505-4900 to make your Mother's Day brunch reservation. It's not too late. Isn't that great that there's still some space available at this brunch? There's three seating, so they've got they make it easy. And so if you are a last-minute planner, this is a great opportunity. It's only $35 for adults, $10 for kids. And those seatings, 10:30, 12:30, and 2:30. All right, thanks, Naperville Marriott Chicago, or Chicago Marriott Naperville. Oh, Wes is going to shoot me for mixing up those things.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right, we're going to move on. We've got some really fun things coming up. You know, as I said, fall time, and my alma mater, my high school alma mater, Mother Guerin, which is now Guerin Prep, it merged with Holy Cross, they're planning a walk to Wrigley. Tina Lilly is on the line from Guerin Prep. Tina, are we walking from Mother Guerin to Wrigley Field next Friday?
Yes, actually, yes. next Friday, May 16th, we're walking. This was an annual tradition that Holy Cross did back in the 90s. And, you know, it's like you said, you know, we combined together Holy Cross and Mother Guerin and became Guerin Prep. And we wanted to continue the traditions of, you know, both of our wonderful schools that we were both a part of back in the day. And, walking to Wrigley is our new fundraising event that we've been hosting for the past. This is our third year, and we have sponsorships still available, you know, for anyone that is, you know, interested in participating, because you can also get tickets to the game, and it's the Cubs versus Milwaukee next Friday.
The Brewers, yeah, and you know what? It's going to be perfect because it's a Friday afternoon, a 1:20 game. That's like the perfect time to go to Wrigleyville and hang out.
Absolutely.
At Wrigley Field. Yep. Well, that's going to be a blast. So your goal is to raise $50,000 with this walk, but you're really not walking from Guerin to Wrigley Field.
It's a long walk. We walk to one of the local grade schools and hop on buses and take the rest of the way back, and then we hop on the buses after the game is over and head back to Guerin. And we have about 300 students, faculty, and staff that walk down Addison, and everyone has their Holy Cross, Mother Guerin, Guerin Prep, Walk to Wrigley T-shirts on with all of our sponsorships on there, and it's a fun time. We have fun, we raise money, and it's just all about being together in camaraderie and bringing both schools together.
And a lot of alumni come out for this, so if you're an alum, you know what? Come on, get your group together. We'd love to see you. I'm going to be there. I can't wait. I'm so excited to be hanging with my Guerin pals, my Guerin gals, as I call it.
Yeah.
And I got to remember to wear my Guerin ring. Mother gift when I went. And Tina, you have one of those rings. But do they make those?
Of course. Yep. I am a Mother Guerin alum. Love the school, and I've been here for 7 years as the alumni director. And we have great kids here at Guerin Prep High School, and we're continuing to grow and flourish. And it's about the kids and making a good experience for them.
Absolutely. And you're just such a light over there. Very positive. And how has it been with the transition to co-ed? How did that work out? So many high schools, Catholic high schools anyway, that were just, you know, either males or just females now are merging together. How has that merge? It's been a few years now, so how has that gone?
Yeah, we're celebrating 10 years. We're turning Guerin Prep.
10
years.
No,
we're
going to
be celebrating our 10-year birthday this fall. And of course, you know, everyone has their, you know, their struggles, but Guerin Prep is growing strong every day, and we have a lot of new things happening and coming up, and we hope that everyone, the community and our alumni from Mother Guerin, Holy Cross, and now, of course, Guerin Prep, you know, now that we have them graduating from the school, there's a lot of new things coming up in the fall, and we want everyone, you know, to be a part of what's new at Guerin. I mean, it's a great family community, and absolutely, it's a great place to be.
It sure is, and you guys do so much in the community. You know, you are a Catholic high school, but those kids are out there volunteering in the community and making a difference in the community and environment around them. So, and so hats off to all my gal pals, Garen gal pals, including you, Tina Lilly, for all you're doing. And I'm really excited that the Don McCarthy Show is participating in the Walk to Wrigley, supporting the cause. I'm thrilled that I can be a part of continuing to support Garen Prep and all that you do. So,
well, we thank you very much for allowing us to, you know, help out with, you know, our Walk to Wrigley and just participating just in general. And you've been fabulous, Dolly.
Oh, geez. You're fabulous. We're having another love fest on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Love that, Tina Lilly. Okay, I will see you next Friday. And
yes, next Friday,
May 16th, 120 game at Wrigley. And you can still get a sponsorship. You can still participate in the one. Tina, how does anybody get involved?
They could,
if you didn't graduate from Garen Prep, you still can go. You're invited. Hang with us.
Yeah, no, absolutely. If they want to contact me through GarenPrep.org, and they can find me listed on there, and they can call me, email me. Sponsorships are still available, and with including in your sponsorships, you get tickets to the game. We have different levels, but I would be more than happy to talk to them about the different levels of sponsorships. You get tickets to the game. Your logo and your business website will be included on our marketing materials and included on our website. And we'd love to have people come and help and support and meet our fabulous Garen Prep students and just enjoy the day.
Oh, it's going to be a riot. All right, Tina, the number to call in to talk about sponsorships and getting tickets.
Yeah, is 708-437-4730.
Or you can go on their website, too, and get any information you want, GarenPrep.org. All right, Tina, thanks so much. I'll see you next Friday.
Thanks, Sally. We'll see you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hello, Dolly. I said hello. Versus now Dolly Day.
A new holiday for us all to share.
Dolly McCarthy Day has been declared.
So Dolly never goes, she's here and she's staying. Can feel the room swing while love and money's playing. All your favorite songs from now to way back then.
So Dolly never go away again.
I said hello.
Love and Money. Gotta love Love and Money. My favorite band in Naperville. All my favorites are on today. Hey, I got a caller. Hey there, you're on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Who's this? Hello? You are live. No, you're not live. You're on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Who's this? Did I lose you? Oh, call back. Give us a call back. We'd love to hear from you. Okay, well, we lost that caller, but we got to move along. You know what? The Dolly McCarthy Show we try to put good guests on the show, and we're so excited. John Party, one of my favorite country singer-songwriters from Nashville. He's originally from California, but he is in Nashville. He'll be at the CMA Fest in early June, which the Dolly McCarthy Show is going to, and we'll be bringing you interviews, not just on the radio, but almost live on all our social media, so be on the lookout for all of that. If you can't make it down to the CMA Fest, we're there. We're your ticket to that fest, as well as lots of festivals throughout the summer, including Kankakee Barbecue Fest where John Party, of course, is going to be at. Ribfest in Naperville, the list goes on and on, and we're just bringing you amazing guests this summer, so stay tuned for that. So excited about that, and John Party is coming up really, really soon, but first I want to do another shout-out to the sponsors of the Dolly McCarthy Show, Sullivan's Steakhouse, sullivanssteak.com. Sullivan's offers guests a unique Naperville steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails. Hey, they still have that Delatini there. And swinging live music, enticing our guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Mad Landscaping, let them do your spring maintenance. Check them out at madlandscaping.com or give them a call for a free estimate at 630-664-1612. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GetLimo.com. Say hello to Mario for me. He's my buddy over there at All Service Limousine. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by the Strahl Team, REMAX of Naperville, serving the western suburbs for over 18 years, and lifelong area residents. Contact Brian and Chris Strahl at thestrahlteam.com or give them a call at 630-222-1131 if you're buying, selling, or looking to rent a home. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Bracconi's, locations in North and South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small, family-owned and operated business, and if you've never tried their food before, you are in for a treat. Come visit Bracconi's North for a dining experience, and you can see the famous Cradle Room where they host many of their banquets. In fact, this Friday night, I'm hosting my daughter's birthday party over there. It's a great place for a birthday party, too. And who doesn't love Bracconi's pizza? That crust, if you've never tried it, that crust is to die for. Give them a call at 630-717-9530. That's their north location. Or you can call their south location at 630-369-4922 and tell them you want the Dolly Special. You have no idea what that Dolly Special is, do you? Well, call and find out. The Naperville Trolley and Tours is also a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. They have four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville trolley. Ding, ding. Give them a call at 630-420-2223 or 630. They have two numbers. Fancy. 630-247-8656. And they have a website. Let's see. It's napervilletrolley.com. They also have a Facebook page. You can check them out there, too. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by NapervilleAlarm.com. They are pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Check out NapervilleAlarm.com/Dolly promo to receive a 20% off discount on your installation of your home security system. And then finally, we are so thrilled to have I'm queuing up a commercial. This is one of our first commercials on the Dolly McCarthy Show. A lot of sponsors just want me to read their commercials, but we have a queued one here. And right after this, stay tuned. John Party's coming on next.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manal Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Centers, voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Mm-hmm.
Country music singer and songwriter. You know his music. You just heard it. How many times have I played this song on my show? Never get sick of it. And you've heard me talk about him many times on the show because he is one of my favorite artists. And we've been working for a little while trying to get together for this interview, and I'm thrilled now to have him on the Dolly McCarthy Show. John Pardee. John, are you there?
Hey, hey.
Hi,
I'm good.
Hey. Thanks for being on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Go ahead.
I was wondering. I was like, am I connected through? I'm on now. I'm awesome. Ready. Let's do it.
We had to do a proper introduction, you know, and I had to play one of my favorite songs of yours. We're going to get to your new release too. We're going to get to that. I hear you took a little break from touring. You're back in your hometown.
Yeah, when I say a little break, like 3 days, but yeah, we definitely had Easter Sunday at my mom's house, me and the band, the crew. We had a big old feast, and we just kind of hung out and just relaxed for a little bit. We went on some hikes, we live like Winters, where my mom lives, is on the backside of Napa Valley. So we unhitched the bus and we did a wine tour in the bus to Napa.
Oh, nice.
And we went all fancy, man. And we went to some real cool wineries, and then we ended up going back to my hometown and having dinner at a restaurant there called Bud's. And we had a blast. And now we're back. We are in Indio, California, getting ready for the – we're doing a Stagecoach pre-party, and then tomorrow we're doing Stagecoach.
Oh, fantastic. Now, where is your hometown exactly? What town is your hometown?
It is outside of Sacramento. About 40 minutes south of Sacramento, around, and then kind of in the farm belt out there.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Well, there's a lot of wineries and tours there. No moonshine around there. It's kind of like...
Well, there's moonshine because, we're on the backside of Napa, so you got to go over the hills and all that stuff. So we're in the, like, farm valley. And we actually, my buddy... He's like, I got a present for you. He gave us a flask of moonshine that him and his buddy made in California. So there's a bunch of rednecks where we're from.
I love it. Okay, well, I heard that you also just shot your music video for your new single, which we're going to play in a little while, What I Can't Put Down. How'd that go?
Yeah, it was amazing. We had a great time. We all, you know, because opening line, had a, you know, Devil Wears Black and Goes by Jack. So we all kind of like Johnny Cash. So we're all the band dressed up in black. We all had, like, great-looking suits on. I had my Manuel jacket on. And we kind of did a real fancy performance scene. And then we did the kind of cool casual at the bar. Sorry, we're sound checking. Cool casual at the bar, cowboy hat, chilling, you know. It's got the best of both worlds, and we got some girls dancing in. It's going to be cool. I'm excited for it.
Well, we can't wait to see it. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing you take a key. Ooh, you really are doing it. You're in the midst of that sound check. We hear it.
I'm going to the restaurant.
Oh, great. Kankakee Barbecue Fest coming up this summer in Kankakee, Illinois. You're going to be coming out, I'm so thrilled. You know, I'm going to be introducing you on stage. I'm so excited.
Oh, awesome.
That's going to be one of the highlights of my summer. So we'll see you then,
awesome.
July 12th. And then you're going to be around CMA Fest in Nashville early part of June?
Yeah, I'm playing Sunday at the River Stage. That Sunday at the festival in June.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to be at the River State. Oh, perfect. Awesome. Well,
I'll be out there.
You know, John, I got to tell you, your song that I played right before you came on, Up All Night, it holds a special place in my heart because I used to drive all the way from just outside of Chicago to more of the rural part of Illinois in Rockford for my news anchor job in the morning, and I would drive out there like 1 in the morning, and Up All Night just kind of carried me sometimes in that long drive. So it holds a special place in my heart there, going way back about
awesome.
A year ago when that song came out. So it's just one of those songs that always takes me back to the days of driving to Rockford at 1 in the morning, covering the news.
That's
cool.
Well,
I'm
glad
I
could help out.
Oh, yeah, you carry me through those early morning drives, that's for sure. So let's talk about some of your early influences. Your grandma holds a special place in your heart. She kind of gets you started in the music.
Well, she just got me started in singing and singing along with songs that are really like 4 years old, really early age, to where I love singing. I loved it. She loved it so much that I really wanted to start learning how to play guitar, and I started writing songs and just kind of kept this big snowball, just kept rolling, you know, and I kept going with it. And you start listening like your Miles, like George Strait, and, you know, all the 90s country. You know, Dwight Yoakam is a huge, I love all his stuff. Garth Brooks, Alan Jackson, Gary Allen, and then some Ray Charles. I love Ray Charles, man. And some other stuff, Elvis, and all kinds of music got me going.
Oh, fantastic. I just saw Gary Allen in concert not too long ago, as well as George Strait. And, you know, when you were growing up, you used to sing karaoke. A lot of similarities
well,
to myself. Did you start out with karaoke, or did you just start singing along with the radio?
Well, see, I didn't go to do any karaoke thing. My grandma, back in the day, had a little karaoke machine in her room, and that's all that was. Like, it was just singing along with tracks. Grandma never brought me to the bars and had me go sing or anything. If I was going to play anywhere when I was – I sang my dad's 30th birthday party when I was 7, and I had to have my guitar, you know. Like, all my heroes I looked to had guitars all the time. I didn't even know how to play it, but I had to have my guitar and my cowboy hat on. And I got up and I sang "Friends in Low Places" at my dad's 30th birthday party with the band, and it was fun. Everybody still talks about it.
Oh, I'm sure you brought down the house. I am sure they still talk about that. Isn't this amazing? So you started writing songs not shortly after that 7th year.
About 12, I was trying to write songs, you know.
Mm-hmm. And then you started a band. Boy, you were really young, starting a band at 14.
Yep, and then I went to play some rock and roll phase, and then after that, back at 18, I was back to playing country, and then I moved to Chico, California, went to college around there, and I started a country band called Northern Comfort, and we were pretty good. We were pretty good in our – and so after that, you know, I was 3 or 4 years, I learned a lot in that band, and I learned a lot from just playing around in the honky-tonks, and I moved to Nashville at 22.
Wow. 22. What year was that? Like
2008.
2008. Okay. So you packed up your things and moved to Nashville. And how soon after did you land a deal, or what did you have to do while you were there before you landed a publishing deal?
Well, I was while I was in Nashville, I played around bars. I played a bar called Losers. That was awesome. A great Losers. Hey, Mom, I got a gig, man. I'm playing at Losers. But it's such a fun bar. It's a great bar. And we played around there.
Still
and
there?
Oh, yeah. It's Midtown. It's still in Nashville. It's actually, Irv Woolsey is one of the co-owners. He is George Strait's manager. Is one of the owners of Losers. It's a great bar. It really is a fun time. And so I did that and played some other bars, but I was on Craigslist, you know, good old Craigslist. You always find a little side job or something. And the school needed a lifeguard, so I went and got my certificate of lifeguardness, whatever, and went and I was the school lifeguard at the pool.
Well, you had that guitar in your hand, right, the whole time, I'm sure?
Well, I was just thinking, you know, and it worked around. It was a good schedule to write, you know, like writing them. You know, in the summer I was busy last time, but then on the winter I could write during the day and then go to work. Mm-hmm. So saving little kids' lives left and right.
And saving ours with your music, that's for sure. Well, how soon after when you moved to Nashville, did you start playing with, you opened for Alan Jackson, Dwight Yoakam, Dierks Bentley. You're on tour now with Dierks Bentley and Thomas Rhett.
Yeah, we're going to. We just finished the Thomas Rhett tour, and then we're kind of doing our own thing right now, kind of out here just doing our own shows until May. We start up with Dierks and Chris Young and Chase Rye.
Oh, that's going to be a blast. Now, you're going to end up at the CMA Fest in Nashville in June. People will catch you. I'm heading down there myself. Hopefully I'm going to hope I can grab an interview with you. I hear you're pretty booked, though.
Heck, I don't know, man.
You're in demand.
They just tell me to do stuff right now, and I'm like, what do I got to do today? So I don't know. I'm enjoying it. I've got me a gallon of water. I'm just chugging it back.
Are you enjoying the touring? What's that been like?
It's been amazing, you know. And I say, you know, it gets old after a while, but now that things like the album's out and like there's just so many more fans that are showing up to see me, you know, and sing along. Excuse me. I have a really bad allergy, sinus infection right now. You know, they're showing up and they're singing along with all the songs at the shows. And, you know, we've had great reviews on the album. And it's just stuff really, like, people are starting to take notice. And the 3 years, 3 to 4 years of hard touring, I mean, through radio stations and through, you know, every gig we can possibly get, it's finally starting to, you know, get a little notice. And it's a payoff, you know, and it's good that it's just, that's what keeps you going when you talk about, like, how's touring. And it's awesome. It's a tough life, but when you get fans and you're having great shows, and, I mean, we've had some killer shows the past week. Like, just, it's been amazing. So it's been like, yeah, heck yeah, let's keep doing this. Let's get the bigger shows going, you know. It's a payoff.
Well, the music is incredible, and you definitely have paid your dues, and but you have that. You have such a natural talent there, John, and I think that's what really comes through is that it's your own, and we just really enjoy your music. What I Can't Put Down, tell us about that song, the new single.
Oh, thanks for the compliment. What I Can't Put Down, you know, it's a it talks about stuff that, you know, it's kind of fun. You have a habit of not putting it down, like drinking and smoking and ladies. But most important, I was joking, but, you know, yeah, throw the ladies joke in there. But, you know, the last verse of the song means a lot to me because it's something I never could put down. It's something I'm never going to put down. And it's playing music and being in the music. And so that has that heart of that, you know, and it, you know, I walked into my first smoky bar and cranked up camp, keep it coming, and then picking up what I can't put down. And it's just kind of like this anthem of not, you know, just having a good time and just keeping on rolling, keeping the wheels rolling.
Mm-hmm. And your idea of a good time is playing and writing music. How do you write? Do you come up with songs? Or do you have something every day that comes in your head about, and you start writing things down? I've talked to other singer-songwriters, and they just write things. They have a notebook with them all the time. Is that something that you do, or is it in your head?
Well, I mean, see, the notebook's more of like a movie thing, you know, like, because maybe that was 15 years ago you had a notebook, but now everybody's got a dang cell phone that has the little notebook in it, so that's why I lead to, because I'm always on, you always have to have my phone. Somebody's got to get a hold of me, so, you know, I do keep a, like, as if I was back in 1990, I would have a notebook that I'd write down titles, and but now I just do it on my cell phone, and
you could
I'm
just
always
use, yeah. The notebook.
So it's definitely it's all like I you know I've done a lot of interviews. All the songs are around you all the time. You just got to capture it. You got to you know that's how I like to kind of look at it and and you feel an idea, and I'm real melody driven. So once I sit down to write, I'll sing six melodies and just keep going, and whatever the catchiest or one I feel like, I feel it while I'm singing. I can just feel it feels good to sing it. That's the one I want to write to, and I'll start thinking of ideas and just it all comes together. So it's been fun. I've been actually songwriting a lot more this year than I did last year, because we're gonna start, you know, in a year and a half or so we're gonna start cutting a new record. So, but I'm pretty excited. I got eight songs that I can't wait to get in and finish and demo that I think will be good to move forward with the next project. So I've been writing, and it's been really fun to be kind of thinking of ideas.
Oh, that's exciting to hear. Really exciting. So this CD is about road life and the ups and downs of romance. Any truths in there? Lessons learned that you're trying to tell people in these songs? Personal lessons learned?
Yeah, and there's a lot of other songs that didn't make this record that might be on the second record that are even more personal and about life. But, you know, you don't want to drain too much. You know, people want to party these days. So I always try to bring the life into the drinking and fun atmosphere too, but not going too crazy.
Yeah. And what is it about you and slow songs? You don't like them.
Man, I got one slow song, and it's a great song. I love playing it. I mean, everybody's really liking it. And it's about, you know, being friends with a girl and down, and you fall in love with her. But I'm learning about slow songs. I have slow songs. I have a bunch of slow songs, but I just like fast songs. I mean, you gotta get out there. You gotta make people dance. They don't want to cry.
No, sirree, Bob. We don't want to cry. But there's some good, happy, slow songs. So we're gonna look forward to some of your slow songs. We'll look forward to that.
The way I like to do it is fast, fast, mid tempo, fast, fast, slow song.
That sounds great. Well, I can't wait to see you. I'll for sure be there at Kankakee Barbecue Fest, and I hope I catch some of you over at the CMA Fest in Nashville. We're going to be bringing our listeners some radio bits and some video bits, so we hope we catch you, John, and I appreciate you coming on the show. It was great to have you, and good luck with everything,
thanks.
The tour and all of it.
Well, thank you so much, and can't wait to see you and hang out, and thanks for having me on the show.
So welcome. Well, the new single is called What I Can't Put Down. I'm going to play it for you in just 2 seconds. Thanks again, John Party.
All right. Well, you have a good day.
All right. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
First time should have been the last time I ever let the whiskey touch my lips. Cause the devil wears black and he goes by Jack, and he's really good at helping me forget. I thought it was cool when I was a kid, walking around with the cigarette lid. On that old dirt road I let my first smoke, and I knew right then it wouldn't let me go. And it's all to keep it coming, let that feeling run through my veins. Ain't no stopping, keep on rocking, yeah. These things I'm always, yeah, I'm always picking up what I can't put down. Yeah, I'm always picking up what I can't put down. Got a different kind of high when I touched her skin. When she laid it on me, she rocked my world. I knew I'd never get away from that girl. And it's all or nothing, so keep it coming. Let that feeling run through my veins. Ain't no stopping, keep on rocking, yeah. It seems I'm always, yeah, I'm always picking up what I can't put down. Yeah, I'm always picking up. But I can't put down.
smoky bar, cranked up the amp and played this guitar,
one,
and I'm singing along by
here.
The end of the night, and I knew
I
finally got one thing right.
So go.
And it's all or nothing, so keep it coming, let that feeling run through my veins.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yep, we just heard John Pardee's new release, What I Can't Put Down. And I hope you guys enjoyed that interview with John Pardee. And we're going to be talking to him again later, a little bit in the midsummer. We'll be talking to him again from Nashville. And speaking of Nashville, someone just landed in Nashville that's joining us now. Dan Lepold, who's the director of First Command Financial Services, always coming on the show to educate us and tell us how we can reduce our debt, build savings, and protect our future and help us pursue our goals. Dan Lepold. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how you doing, Dolly? Can
Fantastic.
You hear me?
I'm sorry you're not in the Chicagoland area today. Well, maybe it's nice
no,
out
I'm
by
in
you,
the
but
beautiful...
it's gorgeous here.
Oh, it's gorgeous down here. I was just saying the landscape down here is beautiful.
Oh, that's great. Well, good. You got a little bit of the sun and the beauty. Everything, it seems like everything is just popping today. All the green and the flowers. The birds are singing. It's just gorgeous.
Well, it's only May, so I guess, you know, it's about time.
So you're down in Nashville close to where I'm going to be in a couple weeks for the CMA Fest, and I'm going to be bringing everybody reports from down there. I know you all are country fans, and if you are not one already, you will be listening to this show. But I still love rock and roll. We still love rock and roll. So, Dan, tell everybody how, what do you want to talk about today? I don't have a topic that we were going to talk about, but, you know, is there something pressing that people should know about, financially speaking?
Yeah. I don't know. I was kind of just throwing it out there to you. What do you want to know? That's always been at the, you know, top of your head saying, hey, I always need to know this.
Oh.
I always want to know
that. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you know what? This is so funny that you said that, because I was talking to someone the other day and about First Command, and she doesn't invest, and she's a single mom with four kids. And I was saying how, you know, with just as little as $25 a week, you can invest. And she said, no financial planner is going to talk to me if I only put in $25 a week. And I thought, well, why not? Because eventually – that will grow, and your income will go up. And so what you tell me, Dan, is that something that if someone has as little as $25 a week, that they should definitely talk to a financial planner or get at least set up something where they can invest that?
Oh, they definitely should get started, right? I mean, the thing, if you really look at it, is why people don't do things. It's procrastination, or they make excuses, or they don't, or it's lack of knowledge, or all of the above. And in her case, mm-hmm. I mean, she wants to do it. She has a commitment, it sounds like it. But, you know, I think she's holding herself back, saying no one will talk to her. But, you know, there is organizations. I mean, we'll sit down with somebody. You know, they want to get started and just show them the way. Because, like you said, eventually, you know, those assets are going to continue growing. And our thing is to really help out people, you know, for their future. Because if, you know, where are they going to get the information? Well, our thing is we just want to educate you. From that education, you can take it and do it on your own. Or you can do it with us or with a friend of yours. But all we're doing is empowering you with education, of showing you, putting dollars away and how powerful it will be for your future, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to know, because that's the thing I think a lot of people hold back, because they think they don't have any money to invest. And it's really, you know, $25 a week. My goodness, over the course of a year, Dan, you're this financial genius. How much is that over the course of a year?
It's about $1,200.
Yeah, I mean, that's significant. $1,200, you could take a vacation with that, and then you've invested it. So let's say it turns into $1,500 every year, that $1,200. So you've made $300, you know, and just compounding that, and over 10 years, look at that, you know.
It's exactly. The hardest thing is getting started.
Right? Yeah.
And so once you get started, you're going, I see a crow. Maybe I'll put a little more dollar in there, you know.
Mm-hmm. So if you have $25 a week, call Dan Lepold at First Community Financial Services, or more than that, anything. But, like, the point is that get started, and you can do it for as little as that amount, or maybe even less. I don't know. But, Dan, thanks so much for your input today. I'm so jealous that you're in one of my favorite cities, Nashville. Say hello to David Lee Murphy down there, my buddy. who's been on the show.
I will do that.
And Court Carpenter. Hey, Court. We'll see you soon. Thanks so much, Dan, for coming on the show. We'll see you next week. And for another interesting topic. First Command Financial, you can check them out. Dan, give us the number to call or on the website, too.
Yeah, our phone number is 630-756-0193. Again, it's 630-756-0193. Or they can go to firstcommandnaperville.com, and then they could look us up.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Dan. First Command Financial Services, proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Oh boy, y'all! If you were listening to the top of the, at the top of the show, y'all know that I was bawling my eyes out, ruined all my makeup for today, talking about Mother's Day, and of course, there's a lot going on this weekend. And I won't go back to talking about what I talked about earlier because I don't want to start crying again. But I have a few announcements before we get on to moving on to our final and last segment of the show, our good inspiration segment with Michelle Lynn Gust. Michelle is patiently waiting on standby here. Quick announcement, though. This Mother's Day weekend, you can do something fun with your mom on Saturday, May 10th, from 11 until 3. This event is free, folks, free. It's the Spring Fever Reliever, sponsored by the Naperville Park District. Lots of fun things going on for the Spring Fever Reliever. It's going to be taking place along Naperville's Riverwalk, near the Riverwalk Eatery and Millennium Carillon. They're going to have live music, the Riverwalk Eatery. There's ice cream and pop over there, too. And I think they've got burgers now and hot dogs going. There'll be half-price paddle boat rides. Take mom for a kayak ride. What mom wouldn't love a boat ride with all of her children snuggled in the boat? And there'll be free carillon tours. Oh, if you've never been up in that Naperville carillon, it is gorgeous. You get to the top of that and you can see Chicago. There'll be some demonstrations, some kung fu fighting, some tai chi. I don't know what that is. That's going to be interesting to see. And crafts and activities for the kids, nature activities, field games, inflatables. The list goes on and on. It's going to be a blast. That all takes place this Mother's Day weekend on Saturday from 11 until 3. And there's going to be some other events along the Riverwalk and Centennial Park. There's some dog disc championship challenges going on. Bike Ball is having their rodeo. And the J.C.'s lobster sale is this weekend as well. Check out all of this on the Naperville Park District's website, napervilleparks.org, and there is no rain date. So if it rains, it's still going to be there. We're still going. Napersum, I mentioned that they're a sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, and just an FYI, next Saturday, May 17th, you don't want to miss this. This is one of my family's traditions. We do this every year. We go to Civil War Days at Napers Settlement. If you haven't been there, it is so cool. They have the reenactment of the troops, the battle between the North and South. That's all. There's a reenactment there, and there's cannons and rifle shooting. It's kind of a cool thing to see, and it's really loud, but the kids love it. You'll see famous celebrities from our past, including Abraham Lincoln and his wife, Mary Todd Lincoln. Let me tell you, that couple that plays Abraham Lincoln and Mary Todd Lincoln, they look like them. They're so cool. Civil War Days is really a blast over at Naper Settlement. And you can get tickets online at naperssettlement.org. It's only $10 for seniors and adults, $5 for kids, 4 to 12, and, of course, 4 and under. That's free. We love the free stuff, don't we? And one final announcement before we move on to take on Michelle here. The DuPage Children's Museum is having a totally tubular far out wasn't from the 80s. That was from the 70s. Wrong decade, doll. Okay. Well, it's going to be a really cool fundraiser. It's an 80s theme fundraiser. It's called Next Generation Board Back for the Future. And that will take place on Friday, June 20th. I'm so thrilled to be the honorary chair of this event. I can't get over the amazing volunteers that are putting together this event. And my hat's off to them. They are so dedicated and working so hard. And it's all for a great cause for the kids. And to keep that DuPage Children's Museum around and keeping it keeping the exhibits fresh and exciting and new and fun for the kids. This event is from 8 to 11 on Friday, June 20th. It's only $75 a ticket, and you get to see me as the honorary chair And if that doesn't make you want to get a ticket, then still come, because there's going to be 80s themed music and dancing and trivia and competitions. There's going to be a silent auction and raffles. Really good, hearty, heavy appetizers and desserts and beverages. And the Park District's own Ray McGurry, the executive director of the Park District, is going to be there. He's going to be the bouncer. There's going to be like an 80s themed nightclub, and Ray is the bouncer. It's going to be hilarious. So I'm so thrilled to be associated with this event. And it's all for a good cause. Come dressed in your favorite 80s style and come out for a great time. It's Friday night, June 20th. I'd love to see you there. You can check out the website, DuPageChildrensMuseum.org/NextGen, G-E-N, for tickets and sponsorship opportunities. And of course, all of this will be on our Facebook and all of our social media pages as well.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Michelle Lynn Gust, our favorite author and world-renowned speaker, she is here finally this morning for our Good Inspiration segment. Hey, Michelle.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you have a little note here about your little segment that we're going to have here going on. It's listen to me. I can't even talk this morning. I was all tangled up earlier in the show. I don't know if you heard me crying. I was bawling on the air, talking about my son. It's Mother's Day, and that's what you're going to talk about. We're all inundated with Mother's Day reminders, but how do you make it meaningful if Mother's Day is a challenge in your life?
And I want to point out that just
and
because
what does that mean exactly?
Well, and that's what I want to start with is, as all of you know, everybody in the show knows who's been listening, my mother died 6 weeks ago, and on top of that, her birthday's the day after Mother's Day this year. It was on Mother's Day last year, and I have to, you know, like everyone else, I'm inundated with advertising, and everybody's happy and on the commercials, and quite honestly, it's, you know, I keep thinking, what am I going to do? I mean, what am I going to do on this day? And I have sort of a lot of, you know, second moms in my life, and so there's two things I think that are really important, and I often tell the women in the support group I run for divorced and separated women the same thing just about life in general, and I think this is particularly important on the holiday, because it is a holiday to some extent, and it's about doing something for yourself and doing something for others, and that's how you make it meaningful, because for me, what am I going to do this year? I don't have children. I have 4 dogs, and I don't have a husband right now. I have a boyfriend, and my life has just changed a whole lot. So actually, the one thing I'm doing this year, and it just sort of fell in my lap, is I'm hosting Mother's Day brunch for some people.
Are you really?
I'm not actually cooking. And what happened is the weather has turned good.
How'd you get out of that?
And I because we were going to be at their house, and they had invited me over because, like I said, last year was my mom's birthday on Mother's Day, and we celebrated last year at their house, and I brought the cake and they supplied the food. We had, you know, Mother's Day brunch there. But the weather has turned good enough. I have a swimming pool, and there are children involved. And I said, wait, why don't you all just come to my house? Because they typically come to my house on a weekend, and we cook. And usually on Saturdays, we have Saturday lunch. Kids swim, and kids get worn out, always a good thing, until they start fighting, of course. And so I said, why don't all of you come to my house? And, you know, you bring the food. I have a carrot cake that I actually was, we were supposed to have on Easter, and Easter got changed, it's another story. But anyway, I have carrot cake I need to frost. That was what I was supposed to provide. I'll provide the place and everything else. You just bring all the food. Just let me know how many people are coming. And you know what? And I'm excited about it, because to me it's like that makes it meaningful that I'm doing something for these other people. I say people because there's some men involved too. And so for these moms, and now the one mom who was going to have it at her house, she gets to show up here. Kids get to swim. Everybody will be happy. Mm-hmm. Everybody have a good time. And that means a lot to me. And I realized that's how I'm turning the day into meaning. And so whether it could be that, and I don't know, probably actually what I'm going to do for myself that morning, which may sound, some people may laugh and say you're crazy, but I'm trying to do a track workout that morning, and that's because since my mom died, I haven't been able to do that. I've been running every day, but the weekends.
So you're doing something in tribute.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you're doing something in tribute to her. So your mother has passed along, and it's Mother's Day, and you could do something in tribute to her. You don't have to throw a big party or whatever. Although that sounds fabulous what you're doing, Michelle. And you have such a big heart to do that. And that's a lot of work, as I know. People have invited me, and I said, I always say, are you sure you want me to come over? I have 5 kids, you know. Which really means like 15 people in the house.
And that's what my friend Jim said. He said, you know that if you invite us over, that means you take everybody who comes with us. And I said, that's fine. You just give me a number so I know how many plates and cups and all that to have. And you're bringing all the food and we're good, except the carrot cake that I'm providing.
And I know I've seen your carrot cake online before. I would love to try it. So next time you are in Naperville, my friend, you need to come in your old kitchen and make your carrot cake. I don't know if everybody knows, but I'm over at Michelle's old house in Naperville, and it's now I'm renting it, and now back on the market. So I gotta find a place to move. But before that, I'm sure you'll be visiting me, and we'll have to make that carrot cake.
Well, and that actually won't be too far away. It'll be the end of June, actually.
Awesome. Then we'll have you live and in the studio with us. That'd be a blast. Well,
yes.
You know what? I know you have dogs, and so you're a mother to the dogs. So happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you, and you too, darling.
Enjoy
having 5 kids. I mean, I haven't had one, so you have 5. You made up for all the ones I never had.
I only have 1 dog, though. I don't have how many dogs? You have 2, right? They're gorgeous.
I have 4.
Oh, wait, you have 4?
Oh, I do.
Wow.
I do, but I didn't have 2. My ex-husband and I worked at home, and you work at home, and they're easier than having 4 children at home running around.
Well, they are a little easier. But at times, you know, my Rudy was sick last week, so I had to take him to the vet. And I thought it would be like $60, but because he got a haircut, which now he's half his size. You should have seen the way he looked before the haircut. I mean, this guy, he looked like a marshmallow. I hear your dogs now. They're saying hello on the Dallas Carson Show.
They are.
Rudy,
we want everybody
like
to make sure.
Yeah, we love it. Rudy looked like a big puffy marshmallow, and then I took him to the vet thinking it's going to be $65, and then maybe he's got an ear infection. It was $233 later. Insane.
Oh, no.
So,
insane.
But he looks so cute right now, and he's ready for summer, and he's so clean. Nails cut, teeth brush. So I'm all ready for the weekend, Mother's Day. I'm going to be hanging out on the hammock. That's all I'm doing. And maybe I'll barbecue. Maybe I'll get up and barbecue. Nothing more.
And that's what you should do. You're doing something for yourself, and that's going to make it meaningful for you. You're going to slow down and enjoy some time with your kids. And
so excited to enjoy this time with them. And I told them I don't want any presents, no presents, but they could go pick flowers in the neighborhood and bring them home, but 1 flower per house. Don't grab all of their tulips like I did as a kid. I used to go down the street, my neighbor's house, and pick all 10 of her tulips in a row and bring them home to my mother. And her neighbor, she would be like, what happened to my tulips? So if you're going to do that, kids, go take 1 from each house. Don't take all of them from 1 house. Aren't I bad? But I told the kids, no gifts, just memorize a poem for me. That's our tradition that we've done, memorizing a poem. And if they don't get around to memorizing it, okay, I'll take them reciting it. But pick out a poem for mom. And, it's just not about the gifts for me anymore. I just want something from the heart, as most moms do, right?
And you know that really, being present with the people in your life is the most important thing. And when you lose somebody, whether they die or they leave your life for whatever reason, if you were present with them, it's still hard when they're gone from your life, but you know that you were there with them every moment that you could be. And that does make a huge difference. And so I think, and it took me a long time to understand that, but I always heard it from older people. And, I had someone in my life, she said, it's not a woman who taught me how to quilt. She made my wedding dress when I got married. And she told me, she said, please don't buy me anything for Christmas or any holiday. Just, it's your time. It's the time you spend with me that's most important.
It is.
And that's what everybody's going to look back on. They're not going to look back and say, hey, remember what I got for Christmas that year? I mean, you do when you're maybe 8, because I remember the Barbies I got. But you really remember the time that people spent with you. And that's what we forget, because we get so caught up in so many things. So if you're going to slow down, be on the hammock this weekend and maybe barbecue, I think that's the best thing you can do. And I bet your kids are excited about that too.
Yeah, they really are. They're so glad and that mom is just staying put. We're always on the go. So it'll be really nice to slow down. So I want to wish you a happy Mother's Day and all my listeners a happy Mother's Day. Thanks so much, Michelle, for your – it's always nice chatting with you.
You
I feel
too.
Like I'm actually sitting in the
right.
studio, which is right off the kitchen, having a cup of coffee. And I feel like, Michelle's a dear friend. So it's always nice to connect with you. And thanks for all your contributions.
It's like we're at the dining room. It's like we're at the dining room table together. Which we've never ever done, but it sounds good.
We will when you come in June. We're going to make carrot cake. And I'll make all the other fixings. I'll make the beef. I'll have the beef. Okay, my friend. We'll talk to you soon. And
happy Mother's Day, darling.
My heart goes out to you as this is your first Mother's Day without your mom. So
Thank you. I appreciate that. Hang in there.
And like you said, celebrate things that were special to her.
Actually, I have 3 social gatherings at my house this weekend. So,
oh my goodness.
You know, that really
has
been
butterfly.
But, you know, that's really been, that makes me happy. And I think that, you know, even if she were here, I'd still be doing that. And so now that she's not here, it makes me so happy to connect with people. It makes me happy to put people around my dining room table and have conversation. And, you know, I make most of the food, but everybody always brings something. And,
yeah.
you know, those are, it's being present with people. So I am really looking forward to that. I've got some cooking ahead of me, but I'm looking forward to it.
Well, good. That sounds like a blast. I would love that. I'm the same way as you are, too. I don't care how much work you got to put into it. It's getting the people around the table. That's the most important thing. And whatever it takes, that's what I do. If I have to lose sleep to get people around my table, I do it.
Exactly.
Well, have a great time this weekend.
Thank you. You too. Enjoy your time in your hammock.
Thanks, hon. And on that note, since we always end the show on a good note, I want to remind everybody, please, like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Be positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. And happy Mother's Day. Thanks to everybody for listening to the show. I have the best listeners. I want to thank everybody who responded to the grateful call when Michelle and I asked people to post something that they're grateful for. It was great to read those things. So keep them coming. You can still post something about, maybe post something about your mom. How about that? Post something special about your mom or a special memory or just what you're grateful for mom. How about that? I know Michelle would love to read those as I do too. So thanks again to all of my listeners on internet radio and all the listeners around Chicagoland on 89.9 FM and coming soon WCKG. So excited and can't thank you enough. Happy Mother's Day. Have a great Mother's Day. Don't forget mom. Spoiler this weekend. And we'll see you all next week for another edition of Dolly McCarthy's Show. I'm Dolly McCarthy. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. So nice, I got you.